in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3063, Baruch Hashem, the 28th day of Marcheshvan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracham. The Rebbe is trying to encourage this person to freshen up a little bit and stop, you know, being so down and get refreshed and remember what your purpose and mission and to get involved. So let's see what the Rebbe writes. But Miner, I'm responding to your letter of the 28th day of Cheshvan. So in your letter, I didn't find that for all this time, so both you and your wife, Tichya, were not freshening up. You weren't to fresh yourself up. I don't know where he meant to be, to fresh up, exactly what it means, whether they didn't go somewhere, they didn't participate, I'm not sure exactly. But the Rebbe is saying, you and your wife did not freshen up. The Rebbe says, we don't cry over spilled milk. Ain't soyikim al over. We don't scream about the past. But my intention is only that to fix, that you remove the reasons, or more than that, they're not really reasons, remove the obstacles, the obscurity, things that are blocking that brought you to that position. So I guess he had certain things that, you know, that were causing him, and Rebbe says, to fix, to remove those things that block him. So from here and on, the Rebbe says, you should remember well, Zohar Yisker, remember that you had the privilege to be a student in the yeshiva of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles here. And therefore, also in you, they were invested from the powers of the tzaddikim that are eternal. The powers of the tzaddikim stay forever. You should utilize these special strengths in accordance and fitting with the intention of our holy Rebbes with the titles here. What is that? That is to spread, disseminate the Ner Mitzvah, the light of the Mitzvah, and the light of Torah, and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus, its conducts, its directives, in your home itself, actually in your home, but also in the broader sense, in the environment, which means in your whole environment, and especially in the shul that you daven, bring in, utilize your strength to spread the light of mitzvah and Torah, Ur, and Chassidus in the place where you daven especially. And it's self-understood also that your wife, may she live, should also do in these matters, in these similar matters, in a proper fitting way for a daughter of a chassid and for the wife of a tamim. So the Rebbe says that she too be involved. The Rebbe is basically encouraging them to realize that they are part, since the yeshiva, he has energies, he has strength that he can utilize, should be utilizing for the purpose of spreading Torah and mitzvahs and chassidus, and the shul and your whole environment, your home. And your wife should do the same. She's a daughter of a chassid, and she's the wife of a tamim, so she also may the blessed Hashem grant you to be successful in fulfilling this mission. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing to give good news in all of the above. So Rebbe is not accepting any downtime, anything like that. The Rebbe says that you should utilize, you have koiches, you have opportunities, and you have special expectations from you, and you should utilize them in a positive way.